Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming.
Three women and one man who attended the Trinity Teen Solutions Incorporated and the Triangle Cross LLC, respectively, when they were troubled teens, recount abuses, including forced labor, malnutrition, sleep deprivation, unsafe working conditions, and denial of using restrooms, leading to urinating on themselves, according to the class action lawsuit they filed through their attorneys in Wyoming U.S. District Court on Wednesday. The lawsuit alleges violations of federal law about forced labor, human trafficking, violations of the Racketeer Influence and Corrupt Organizations Act. It also alleges emotional negligence on the part of the facilities and 17 other defendants. The former residents are seeking millions of dollars in compensation for unpaid wages, compensation for post-traumatic stress disorder, and other economic and non-economic damages. The operators of the treatment facilities deny all charges and point out that past allegations of misconduct were investigated by the Wyoming Department of Family Services and were found to be unsubstantiated. Val Geisler wants his day in court, just not in front of a jury. The 81-year-old Cody resident is accused of promoting prostitution as well as a misdemeanor count of unlawful contact. The case dates back to 2018 when a 17-year-old girl accused Geisler of urging her to become a prostitute and to repay a car loan to him with sex. He's also accused of forcing a kiss on the girl, prompting the charge of unlawful contact. After several psychological examinations, Geisler was allowed to plead not guilty by reason of mental illness and now is requesting a bench trial rather than one heard by a jury. His defense counsel argues the nature of some of the evidence against Geisler, letters allegedly written by him and delivered to the teen and reportedly describing sexual acts he urged her to perform, would be both embarrassing and prejudicial to their client. Judge Bill Simpson denied the first request for the bench trial without giving a reason. The defense is now also pointing out, with the pandemic, seating a 12-person jury would be problematic. Simpson has responded to the latest request by saying he needs more time to consider it and needs to reach out to the victim in the case to get her feelings on the matter. Geisler remains free on bond until the matter is adjudicated.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
The weather's changing, and so is Powell Ace Hardware. They're fully stocked in lawn and leaf bags and pest control for inside and outside your house at Powell Ace Hardware.
Are you buckled up? You better be. It's the law. Police officers and highway troopers can stop and ticket you for not wearing your seatbelt. This is Cody Bears with YDOT. Keep yourself, your friends, and your family safe. Speak up and insist that everyone is belted inside your vehicle. In a crash, an unbelted person can slam into and injure others in your vehicle. Remember, buckle up for life, Wyoming.
Police are looking for a driver who hit and damaged a church in Central Cheyenne Friday morning. The incident happened shortly after 9 a.m. in the 1600 block of East Pershing Boulevard. Officer David Inman says a young man driving a green 1996 to 2002 model Dodge Durango struck the Cheyenne Baptist Temple, then drove off. Police have not released any photos or video of the driver, but say he was wearing a gray sweatshirt and blue jeans. Cheyenne police are reaching out to the community for anyone that has information on the driver. According to published reports, the Wyoming Department of Transportation's budget shortfall might actually be hundreds of millions of dollars larger than originally projected, an independent consulting firm told lawmakers on Monday, underscoring the severity of the effect this year's spending reductions could have on Wyoming's highway systems. According to a report delivered to members of the legislature's Joint Committee on Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs, by the Seattle-based Dye Management Group, the current level of unmet need is actually upward of $350 million across the agency's entire budget, well in excess of the $135 million that YDOT previously estimated would be necessary to preserve the state's highways as they exist today. Current funding levels are unsustainable for YDOT to continue delivering the level of service citizens expect, the report reads. Also driving the size of the shortfall were long unaddressed funding concerns like computer system upgrades that have long been put off by members of the legislature and the executive branch. If the costs are left unaddressed, Dye Management Group President Rob Zelay said, they could potentially balloon to pose an even greater problem for Wyoming taxpayers down the line and make the state's highways less safe and even cause interruptions to the state's economy due to increased freight times. This look at Wyoming news was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.